welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. Say hello, team. And for this week, right, we've just had the 4th of July, America's Independence Day. Say your name. Tell me your favorite American ever, guys. Oh, and in an accent, if you can. Let's go over to this corner first. Who are you? Who are you?
What I do declare.
Christ, I regret this already. Okay.
My name's Woodrow White, and my favorite American is Dolly Parton.
Oh, a solid choice. A very solid choice. Yeah. That works well. All right, who are you, other presenter? Who are you?
Hi there, my name is Katie. My favourite American of all time is the only US citizen who is capable of running an effective and fair democracy, and that is Judge Judy.
Oh, very good. Very, very good
hey,
choice.
Hey, Judy.
Hi there. Oh, wait,
hello.
I just switched accents.
I did. Get...
Your accent got better after you heard Katie's, actually, to be fair there, Walt. You did well. You did well.
I try.
Learning from the best already. There
I'm
we go.
Sorry, everyone.
There we go. Yeah. Apologies to all American listeners for that. We hope you had a lovely 4th of July weekend. Guests this week. Oh, this is so exciting. The stars of the upcoming Spider-Man Homecoming, Zendaya and Tom Holland, are on the show today, ladies and gentlemen. Katie, we saw an early preview of this movie, didn't we?
We did.
Oh my God, I loved it so much.
It's so good.
I think it's definitely my favourite Spider-Man.
100%. Yeah, I agree.
Might be my favourite superhero movie ever. I'm putting that. I know, big claim, but I'm standing by
it. Wow.
You were both so hyped the next day.
It was
amazing.
Yeah, it's so difficult not to be able to say any spoilers right now, but honestly, it's so, so good. Rush to see this, really. But anyway, they were both absolutely lovely, so they both went through the same confession booth questions. So it'll be nice to compare and contrast a little bit. So you'll hear Zendaya a bit later on, and then we'll ask the same things to Tom Holland, and you'll see how they got on with that one. So all that coming up, but first, let's kick things off, as we always do, with the week's biggest stories in WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
Right, first up, big style controversy this week involving the Jenner sisters, Kendall and Kylie. Katie, talk me through what's been going on with these guys.
Womp womp. Well, this is, I think, Kris Jenner's 27th PR nightmare of the year.
Bless her.
So Kendall and Kylie have created this set of, like, vintage band T-shirts, but they're not vintage at all. All no. They've done is taken existing band T-shirts from people like Biggie, Tupac, all these massive cultural icons.
Yeah.
And literally just plastered their face on Instagram selfies across them, and they're selling them for 125 quid.
It doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't.
What?
You're lost for words. It doesn't make so much sense.
I must admit, I think I had a day off that day that news story breaks it. I caught up with a day later, and I was like, "What? Whoa! Does it? What have I come back to?"
What goes through your mind that you think, you know, what's gonna be worth 125 quid? A band T-shirt with a band we are no way connected to or have any licensing rights over these images, and we'll just slap our faces on them, and that'll be fine. 125 quid.
A picture of Ozzy Osbourne, and then stick Kendall Jenner. No, it was Kylie Jenner in a bikini on top of the Ozzy Osbourne.
Also, what did they think that was going to happen? That, like, those bands, did they just assume everyone was dead and no one cared?
Jim Morrison tweeting from beyond the grave. Yeah. Slay!
Yeah. Oh, he's dead. He's not going to... Like, they have estates. They're going to clearly be up on this. And also, you're the Kardashians. You're the Jenners. Like, people follow what you do. You're going to get caught out. How many of these things do they have to do before they realise, oh, I can't get away with everything?
I mean, I have multiple questions here. Hope you can help me out. Like, question number one. What was the statement meant to be here? What was it? Was it just, oh, this will look cute? Or was there meant to be some kind of grander plan behind this imagery?
Like, absolutely no idea.
Yeah, it's pretty muddled, isn't it? It's pretty lost. If there was any point to it, I think it's been lost in the fray there.
I think it might be like some sort of clever, in inverted commas, like marketing thing, like brand association, isn't it?
Maybe.
If they associate themselves with these kind of heritage rock acts, maybe it gives them a bit of authority or kind of rebelliousness into their brand. Maybe
well, of
that's
course,
what
and they've all kicked
do.
Off. Sharon Osbourne, very, very angry about Ozzy being used. The Doors, threatening to sue the Doors estate,
well,
right?
Yeah, what just said, so by associating themselves with those bands, they've now caught like two lawsuits.
Yeah.
Biggie's mum threatened to sue them. She called it disgusting and disrespectful that they put their faces
and you don't,
on him.
You don't mess with Biggie's mum.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
And the Doors are reportedly now suing them for damaging the soul and legacy of the band.
Wow. Wow. I mean, I always got accused of being a music snob in the past because I always get annoyed at certain high street retailers who always stock these vintage band t-shirts without Kylie and Kendall's faces. And it's always like, oh, has anyone actually listened to any of the songs? I call me a purist if you want. If I'm wearing a band t-shirt, it's because I like that band. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I get a bit annoyed with that thing.
Well, sometimes I might wear an ironic band t-shirt.
Well, yeah, but at least you know you're being ironic. It's not just like, oh, that's a pretty design.
Yeah, like I do know who Bon Jovi are. I just would never in a million years.
Whoa, that's ironic. Hang on. That's a whole separate podcast discussion we're going to need to have there.
I like a karaoke Bon Jovi. I just don't need an hour of it in my life.
All right.
I do like the t-shirt.
Well, then who, though. if you could pick any band then, who would you plaster your face all over on a t-shirt if you had the opportunity? Who do you think is the more appropriate choice? For yourselves, or for Kylie and Kendall.
I would die to have my face on a Madonna t-shirt.
Oh, there we go.
See, that was my easy option, but my choice was, I don't know if she ever made tour t-shirts. If she hasn't, she should. But I would like to put my face on like a Victoria Beckham tour t-shirt.
Nice.
Yes, that would be lit.
I kind of love that. That's pretty good. Well, then the other little extra detail on this that broke today, Arcade Fire, obviously massive like stadium rock act, they put out a merch t-shirt last night at their gig in London with Kendall's face on it, which is pretty funny, yeah. To be fair.
Touché.
I mean, at least they can laugh about it. You know, that's kind of funny.
Who knew Arcade Fire was so good at shade?
Yeah, I know, right?
What a turn up for the book.
Shadiest band in the game. We never saw that one coming. All right, next up, let's move on. This is very sad news, actually. This is genuinely caught in the feels this week. So the pop punk power couple that was Hayley Williams of Paramore and Chad Gilbert from Newfound Glory are sadly no more. They announced their separation after being together for nearly a decade. Mm. You know, married just over a year ago. I've never really been affected by celebrity relationships falling apart before. I was genuinely quite sad about this. They've been such a nice couple to follow in the scene. You know, as a fan of both those bands, it was quite sad to see. But immediately fans started turning on the discussion points, didn't they? Because most recent Paramore album, After Laughter, full of heartbreak, and now there's a lot of analysis online because people are wondering, oh God, maybe this is even realer than we thought it was. You know, you've been having a listen, right, Woody?
Yeah. I was going back, I was pouring through the lyrics.
Yeah, I bet.
The thing that really caught my attention, though, was when they did interviews around the release of the album a few weeks back, there was a lot of speculation that the lyrics were about Jeremy, who left the band and was in a lawsuit.
Yeah.
And the tension in the lyrics, mm-hmm. I think most people interpreted as that.
Yeah.
And actually, now you're looking back through it,
it's heartbreaking.
It could easily be about Chad instead.
It really is.
And in the interviews, they're saying, oh, we can't talk about it for legal reasons. But I wonder whether really for Hayley, it was more about not wanting to air a dirty laundry.
Nothing's been said either way. They put out a lovely joint statement being very supportive of each other. I must say, you know, good on the fans, because we all know what it's like when there's the big high-profile breakups. A lot of the young fans especially always take a side. It was nice to see them all being very supportive and sending messages to both of them. That's very, very sweet. But yeah, it does make you wonder. It does. Song like Fake Happy, I'm suddenly listening to in a whole new light. Is this pop punk's Lemonade in a way? Is this like, you know, wearing your heart on your sleeve in the biggest way?
Tell Me How as well. I feel like that could be another one. Is it basically a secret breakup album? And I think that will be the discussion.
It may get revealed in the future. Oh, bless them both. Have you had any of the bad celeb breakups that have hurt your heart? I mean, genuinely, this is the first time I've really cared about a celeb breakup.
We don't have enough time on a podcast to talk about celebrity
spin-off
breakups,
cast.
Fictional TV couple breakups.
Give me your number one off your topic. What one jumped into your head when I said that there? There must be one that's really cut you deep. I remember Angie and Brad really got you.
I went to the loo. We were at work. I went to the loo like 2 minutes and all hell had broken loose on the internet. That one was pretty crazy.
Oh, mate. Mm. Oh, well, tragic times. Well, anyway, we're going to wrap things up now with another little news segment we want to try, guys. Another little news segment. So we've noticed recently, among all the many WTF news stories, there seems to be a theme developing. And that theme is a very, very sexy theme, which leads us on to a segment we like to call Let's Talk About Sex.
I'm blushing.
Indeed. Now, so basically we're going to start looking at some of these weird sex-related stories that keep popping up on the site. It feels like every week there is a pop culture-related sex revelation that comes out? Have you noticed this? Is this just me?
I mean, my timeline's full of filth. Right, okay. I can't look at anything else. It's
I'm glad
terrible.
It's not just me. You're going to leave me hanging there just while I chat about sex. That's great. Thanks, guys.
Just be like,
it's just like, oh, what a great idea this was.
I don't know what you're talking about, James.
Yeah, just leave me hanging. All right, well, the story this week, Sophie Turner, of course, from Game of Thrones, biggest TV show in the world, she revealed that she first learned about oral sex by it taking place in the show. She got her sex education from Game of Thrones.
Is that the scene Jon Snow in the
with Ygritte?
Yeah,
in the cave.
In the cave.
For want of a better phrase.
Very much want of a better phrase. In the cave. Jon Snow in the cave. The euphemism of nerds worldwide. But yeah. It's an interesting one, though, isn't it? Sex education through TV here.
That's what I suppose it was for many people.
I mean, so the question I then have is, what TV shows and movies gave you your sexual awakening? Come on, guys, let's all share. We're all friends here.
Okay, well, I had to think about it.
Okay.
It was actually The Flintstones. Fred and Wilma.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Dream couple.
What I learned was that you can always marry someone out of your league. Because, let's face it, Fred is a 5 and Wilma is a 10.
She's too bougie for Fred.
Yeah. Also, same could be said for Homer Simpson and Marge Simpson. Like, Marge is, like, banging. Uh-huh. And what's Homer doing? What has he got
to offer? It's a typical American sitcom cartoon trope, isn't it? You have the one fat dude and then the impossibly beautiful wife. That's
so
the thing.
It gives me hope for the future. So that was really, that was my very first realisation.
I mean, that's not really a sexual awakening, more a marital awakening.
John
Snow
and Ygritte, is it?
It's not the same level, mate.
Well, if you want me to start talking about James.
Oh, dear Lord. Yeah. Don't try and guess what was just beeped there. You won't want to know in reality, I promise you. Right, Katie.
Moving
swiftly along. What TV shows helped provide you with a sex education?
Mine's boring now.
No, go on. We need boring after that.
I was thinking about it, and I do remember it must have been like a year 8 sleepover, so I would have been like 12, probably the same age as Sophie. And I used to watch Sex in the City like every Friday night.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that's
okay.
Very true.
So okay.
Yeah, but I don't ever remember being like, oh my God. I was just like, okay, Samantha again. Naked.
Here she goes again.
Here she goes.
All right, but fair play.
I think that one's a very important one, actually. Because when we were younger, it would be on Channel 4 in Friday.
Like midnight,
it's not HBO. It's free to air over here.
So, I tuned in.
Yeah,
I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah,
that's big sex education.
And I guess other programs like Skins and, more teen-focused
ones. Skins, I guess that's when you're getting into slightly more realistic. Not realistic, but you know what I mean? Slightly more age-relevant discussions for teenagers about that kind of stuff. But then I guess that's my big question here is, what TV shows would we recommend for sex ed? Are you going to stick with Flintstones and Sex and the City, or are there any other kind of options out there?
God, I don't know, to be honest. What would I recommend?
It's tricky, isn't it? It is tricky.
Like, I guess what are we asking here? For actual educational purposes, or like real portrayals of, or rather, portrayals of real relationships, like how it actually is to be in a relationship?
I'm thinking more, what's an entry level here, for want of a better phrase? What's an entry level?
What? Sorry, just on that note, Master of None.
What I really like
about Master of None is that it's kind of like it's like a guide to good relationships in a way, particularly for men.
Mm.
Like, it's very rare that you get a good male role model on television who actually treats women with respect, isn't an utter bastard.
Yeah.
I could go on, but
it's like very true. As well,
it's
isn't
very
it?
Relatable. It's small. Yeah. It's macro. It's and obviously it's so well acted and it's funny. So Master of None.
Nice. I'm going to stand by that. Actually, Aziz, if you're listening, congratulations, sir. We would like to see your work put into schools across the UK for sex education classes. Or you can just use what I had for my awakening, which is of course Pierce Brosnan as James Bond. I mean, really, he showed you exactly what needs to be done with the ladies
at
all opportunities. And he always had a one-liner to finish. Always good stuff. Mm.
And you've turned out just like him as well.
Exactly. Like with dodgy singing voice with ABBA and full Pierce Brosnan.
That's so true, actually. Yeah. James Bond. My God, how did I not think of that?
It's very true. Very true. All right. Well, those are the big stories we've been talking about this week. If you want to read about those stories and loads more stuff, get on the website. It is popbuzz.com. And let us know what you think over on Facebook and Twitter. Now, first up, here entering the confession booth is Zendaya.
Zendaya, lovely to see you. Welcome back to London, first of all.
Thank you.
So what I've seen, the film's been fantastic. I've got a few questions on that, but first we have questions we ask absolutely everybody on the site. We call them the confession booth questions. I'm going to ask Tom as well, and we'll compare and contrast, see what your answers are like. So first up, this should be an easy one. What was your first ever email address? Anything
first
embarrassing?
Ever email address. You know, I know that people want it to be like fluffy duckling 123, but it was. I think it was genuinely just like my name.
Oh, okay.
I think, yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Because my mom made it for me.
Oh, I see. She was setting up for you.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Nice and sensible. When was the last time you ate some food off the floor, and what was it?
I try not to do that. It's not a habit of mine.
Good answer.
I thought about it. Actually, we were in the jet, and that sounded so fancy. It'd be just, we were in the jet. But we did take a jet to get here. It was nice. Tom and I had a bit of a battle over a Snickers bar.
Oh, really?
And it hit the ground. I didn't eat it, but I'm going to admit I thought about it.
Tell me, did he eat it, though?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he died, right?
So
of course he did.
If he doesn't say that, then he's lying.
Yeah.
Because that is the last thing.
That's very true. All right, this is a Spider-Man specific one, but I'm fascinated. Say you're in your apartment and a spider crawls along the floor.
Yeah.
Are you going to kill it? You're going to put the glass over it and get it outside?
Okay. Usually, I try to capture them and take them outside. It depends on how intrusive they are.
Right, okay.
I try my best to not kill spiders because it's bad luck and it's just messed up, right?
Right.
So I try my best to capture and set free, which I've done multiple times. There was this one time, though, I found one in my bed and instinct took over and I couldn't. It was intrusive. It was in my space.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was an accident, but typically I like to save them.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's a good response. Most importantly, of course, what does Robert Downey Jr. smell like?
You know, I didn't get to meet him.
You didn't get to meet him?
I didn't, so I would assume he smells good.
Tell you what, give me a guess of what he smells like, and then I'll ask Tom, and we'll see if it matches up.
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. I can't even imagine what Robert Downey Jr. would smell like. That's just a weird question.
It is a weird question.
It is
I ran with it.
Right?
But we'll go with it and get the answer from Tom. Of course, most importantly, who was your first ever celebrity crush?
First ever celebrity crush? I don't even remember, to be honest. I've always been a fan of Michael Jackson, so I guess that counts.
That's a very good answer.
Everybody
favorite
loves
era? Any favorite era of Michael Jackson?
Is there a non-favorite era? I mean, it's just all amazing.
Well, I'm an off-the-wall man. Are you a dangerous
person? I'm a throughout the career
fair
man,
enough.
Honestly.
Yeah, you can't pick a bad
you
era, really, can you?
It's That's like picking enough. A favorite kid. You know?
Well, yeah, I can't wait to see the film in full. I've seen a little sneak preview the other day. It's fantastic. Your character looks amazing. Yeah,
thanks.
Zendaya, thank you so much.
Of course, thank you.
Zendaya there. Very entertaining. Very, very entertaining stuff. And coming up in a minute, you can hear those same questions being put to Spider-Man himself, Mr. Tom Holland. Keep tuned for that. But before we get to that, just want to remind you guys, if you are enjoying this week's episode, you should go ahead and subscribe over on iTunes, over on Audioboom, over on SoundCloud. Tune in, like, everywhere you get your podcast, basically. We are around. And while you're there, you can check out some of our previous episodes with all of our previous guests. And they include people like, let's play a little game to decide this, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to pick, guys, your previous guest that you would use as your choice for superhero sidekick. All right, it's a Spider-Man themed episode, right? Who would you pick from all the people we've had on the podcast in the past to be your sidekick if you were a superhero? Katie, I'm going to come to you first.
Okay.
Who would you go for alongside you from the podcast?
There was only ever one option for me.
Oh, here we go.
And without hesitation, it is Ollie Alexander.
Hey! Okay,
yes!
justify it.
Well, we wouldn't fight, we'd just go around the world, like, reading our enemies to filth and death-dropping and stuff. That would literally be it.
It's a different approach, and I can't enjoy it, actually. Woody, who's your superhero sidekick? Who are you going for?
I'm actually going to go for Niall Horan.
Ooh, okay.
Only because I think he's the only guest that was shorter than me. And I don't want to disturb the hero sidekick balance, you know, where the hero always has to be taller.
That's true.
Also, I just think it would be nice to listen to his accent all day.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. He's got a nice flat cap that's good for a sidekick as well, actually.
Oh, yeah, and I heard he's got many capes.
Yeah.
Many, many
capes. Such a cape fan is Niall. It's a fun fact. Also, I was struggling with this one, you know, because on the one hand, I'm like, oh, Chris Pratt. But let's be honest, I would be the sidekick in that situation. Yeah. There is absolutely no way around that. But you'd kind of want him on your team. I don't know, maybe Brendan. I mean, he's bigger than me, Brendan Urie. He's a much taller guy, but he could work. And maybe we could wear matching high heels and kind of run around town. I don't know. It's a tricky one. Who would you recommend? You look like you've got an idea for me, though.
Maybe Joe Sugg.
Oh, great. Oh, that'll work well. Me, Joe and Cass. He's already got a sidekick in Gaspar Lee, hasn't he?
That's true.
Doesn't work, mate.
I was thinking of the Veronicas as well, because you could have two.
Oh, that's true.
They're so small and pocket-sized. They could be, like, lethal.
Yes,
that's true. I quite like that. And much like last week, I did think as well, like, oh, could I pick the Vamps? It's like, no, it would be chaos. Again, it would be utter chaos. Lovely
four
boys.
Sidekicks.
It would be chaos. All right. Well, yes, those are our pick for sidekicks. Decide your own superhero sidekick, guys, by listening to all the previous interviews with all those guys and loads more. Who else haven't we mentioned? Zara Larson's on there. My dad wrote a porno guys are on there.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah, Scott Eastwood. Loads of great guests throughout the previous weeks. Go back and listen to those and click subscribe. Now, here he is, Spider-Man himself, Mr. Tom Holland.
Tom Holland, lovely to see you,
lovely
man.
Lovely to see you.
Lovely
how are you?
See you. Yeah, very good. I got a little sneak peek of the film. Fantastic work.
Brilliant.
Really,
thank you.
Really enjoying it. So I've got some questions here. We ask these questions to everybody.
Cool.
Just ask them to Zendaya as well. So
cool.
We'll compare and contrast a little bit.
Brilliant.
These are called the confession booth questions,
confession
all right?
Confession booth questions.
So first up.
I'm nervous.
This no need to be nervous. I promise I'll be all right. What was your first ever email address? Anything embarrassing in there?
Oh, it was like, I actually know my first email address and I also use it still, so I'm not going to be disclosing
definitely
that information.
Moving straight along from that one. When was the last time you ate some food off the floor?
This morning.
Really?
Yeah, I dropped a part of my Eggs Benedict and ate it off the floor.
Which part did you drop, though?
Quite a bit of the bread. I was, like, cutting like this, and you know when you're like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. As long as it's the bread, that's all right. You're not going to be scooping,
the
like,
egg wouldn't be so
it's not going to work. All right, spider-themed question here. If you're in your apartment and a spider crawls along the floor, you're going to kill it or you're going to let it out in a safe, humane fashion?
I wouldn't kill it. I'd probably leave my apartment for a good few hours and let the thing do whatever it needs to do, make its way out of the apartment, and then come back and be very uneasy for about 4 days.
Very good. What if you've got a guest over there and they're, like, freaking out?
Then they
got
to go.
That's
they got to go.
You got to get rid of him. What does Robert Downey Jr. really smell like?
Flowers and daisies.
Nice.
Yeah.
We were wondering. That's a good one. Who was your first ever celebrity crush?
Zendaya. No, it wasn't Zendaya. No, my first ever celebrity crush growing up was probably Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Friends era, I take it.
Yeah. I loved her.
We were all there. What was the worst fancy dress outfit you've ever worn?
The worst fancy dress outfit? It was probably a Spider-Man costume because I went to a fancy dress party which wasn't a fancy dress party. I showed up in a full-on morph suit and everyone was like in jeans and a T-shirt.
How old were you when that happened?
I was 16.
Oh, man. So what was the party? What was everyone just in regular clothes?
It was a friend of mine's just birthday party, and some reason I decided to believe that it was a fancy dress party and was like, great, an opportunity to dress up like Spider-Man, and it wasn't.
But now you could turn up to any party dressed as Spider-Man and everyone's going to be like, well, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Well, I'd also look like a knob, but, you know.
That's arguable. That's very, very arguable. Most importantly, well, I've got to ask this one. So you're doing Avengers and stuff now. Mm-hmm. Who's your favourite Chris of the Marvel Chrises? Are we going Pratt?
Oh, okay.
Are we going Hemsworth? Are we going Evans?
Evans, there's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Pratt.
Ooh.
It's got to be Pratt.
He's a good man.
He's
a
great
Pratt?
Man. I've really got close to Chris over the Chris Pratt of the three Chrises. Over the last few weeks, we were filming Avengers together. We actually flew back to London together. And then I went to visit him the other day and visit my friend, the director, on Jurassic World.
Oh, awesome.
And he's a great guy, and we have a lot in common, so we have a lot of fun together.
Oh, that's really nice to hear. Well, Tom, the film looks great. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, man.
Tom Holland and Zendaya, everybody.
Yeah.
Great guests.
Legends.
Seriously, go and see that film. I cannot recommend it enough, honest to God. There is no like corporate shilling going on here. I bloody loved it in all genuine seriousness. Please go and see it. He'll be massive though, right? He's going to be a huge star after this
now. Yes. Surely.
The Spider-Man right there. All right, well, that's about it for this week, guys. We'll be back next week with loads of great guests and all big news stories. Time, just quickly, to check in with DJ Woody in the corner. Woody, what is your banger of the week, my friend?
This week, it's Kali Itches with Georgia Smith.
Okay.
And the song's called Tyrant. She's from Colombia. She looks amazing. She sounds amazing. This song's amazing. Everything's amazing.
She's got the X Factor.
Nice.
Four yesses from me.
She's going to boot camp. She's through to Hollywood.
Yeah, it's actually an amazing song. Song of the summer, maybe. No, oh, we've already decided that, haven't we?
I feel like song of the summer is a sentence that gets bandied around every week this summer at the minute with a different song involved.
Yeah, it's the song of the summer next year and the year after and the year after that.
It's a song of the summer. Yeah. That's what we're going with. All right, well, if you want to hear that and loads of other great songs, go and listen to Pop Buzz Radio. You just go on the website, popbuzz.com, and click in the top right-hand corner. That's about it for this week. We will be back next week. Do please go and subscribe over on iTunes, Audio Boom, all that stuff, anywhere you get your podcast. But until next week, it's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you next week.